brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the heart of the prophet Isaiah's writings, nestled within promises of judgment and restoration, lies a prophecy that resonates with hope and promise. Isaiah 9 verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This passage, particularly the title, Prince of Peace, offers profound insights into the nature of Christ and his kingdom. To gain deeper understanding, consider the context. Isaiah's world was tumultuous, marked by political upheaval, social injustice, and spiritual waywardness. Amidst this chaos, Isaiah's words emerged as a beacon of hope, promising the arrival of a child who would bring peace and justice. The prophecy begins with the birth of a child, signifying a new beginning. This child, born into a world of conflict and strife, is destined to bring about a transformative change. This promise of a new birth speaks to us of renewal and hope in our times of despair. The responsibility of governance, resting on this child's shoulders, indicates a new kind of leadership. Unlike earthly rulers, whose reigns are often marked by power struggles and corruption, this child's rule is characterized by righteousness and justice. This verse lists four titles of majesty. Wonderful Counselor. In a world where wisdom is often clouded by personal ambition, the Messiah comes as a wonderful counselor, guiding with divine wisdom and insight. Mighty God. The title Mighty God emphasizes his divine nature and authority. In him, we find a power that is not oppressive but liberating and redemptive. Everlasting Father. As an everlasting Father, he embodies eternal love and care. In his kingdom, we are not subjects, but children, welcomed into a family that lasts forever. Prince of Peace. Of all the titles, Prince of Peace is perhaps the most significant. In a fractured world, the Messiah brings a peace that transcends human understanding, a peace that reconciles, heals, and unites. The peace that the Messiah brings is not merely the absence of conflict. It is a comprehensive peace that touches every aspect of life. Inner peace. In our personal struggles and turmoil, he offers peace that calms our anxieties and fears. Relational peace. He teaches and models how to live in harmony with one another, breaking down walls of hostility and division. Societal peace. His rule is marked by justice and equity, addressing the root causes of social strife. Cosmic peace. Ultimately, his peace extends to the whole creation, restoring the broken relationship between humanity and the created order. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of this prophecy. His birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection encapsulate all that Isaiah foresaw. In Jesus, we see the wonderful counselor who taught profound truths, the mighty God who performed miracles, the everlasting Father who welcomed the outcasts, and, most importantly, the Prince of Peace who brought reconciliation between God and humanity. The theme of peace is a cornerstone of Christian doctrine, interwoven throughout the teachings of the Bible and the life of Christ. This peace, as presented in Christianity, is multifaceted, encompassing peace with God, peace within oneself, and peace with others. Central to Christian doctrine is the belief that humanity is reconciled with God through Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 1 states, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord, Jesus Christ." This peace is understood as the resolution of the spiritual estrangement between humanity and God due to sin. The peace Christians find in Christ provides access to God's grace. It's not just a cessation of enmity, but a positive state of favor with God. Earlier, we said that the Messiah brings inner peace. We have a deeper understanding of that through a study of the New Testament. This inner peace entails the following. Tranquility of the soul. Christian doctrine teaches that believers can experience a profound inner peace irrespective of external circumstances. Philippians 4 verse 7 talks about the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, asserting that this peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The role of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. However, he has left behind, as a gift for us, the Holy Spirit, through whom the believer can have ever-present access to inner peace. Galatians 5 verse 22 lists peace as a fruit of the Spirit's work in a Christian. The Spirit not only brings peace, but manifests peace in the life of the believer, empowering Christians to themselves become peacemakers. Trust in divine providence. A key aspect of this inner peace involves trust in God's sovereignty and providence, as Jesus taught in Matthew 6 verses 25 to 34, urging believers not to worry about their lives. We also said that the Messiah provides relational, societal, and cosmic peace. We learn what that truly means through the teachings of Jesus. Jesus asserts that peacemaking is a Christian duty. In the Sermon on the Mount, specifically Matthew 5 verse 9, he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." This emphasizes peacemaking as a Christian calling. Reconciliation and forgiveness. Central to the Christian ethos is the practice of forgiveness and reconciliation, seen as both a reflection of God's forgiveness toward humanity and a prerequisite for true peace with others. Community and unity. The New Testament frequently speaks to the importance of peace within the Christian community, urging believers to live in unity and harmony. For example, Ephesians 4 verse 3, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Jesus' teachings on the kingdom of God, presented as a realm where peace and justice prevail, and his followers are encouraged to work toward the realization of this kingdom on earth. Christian eschatology includes a future aspect of peace, looking forward to a time of ultimate peace under Christ's reign, as depicted in prophetic books like Revelation and Isaiah. This future peace includes a restored creation, where harmony prevails, as envisaged in Revelation 21 verses 1 to 4, where there will be no more death or mourning. As followers of Christ, we are called to live in the light of his peace. Here are three ways. 1. Embracing his peace. We are invited to experience his peace in our lives, allowing it to transform our hearts and minds. 2. Reflecting his peace. We are challenged to be peacemakers in our relationships, communities, and the world, reflecting the character of the Prince of Peace. 3. Advancing his peace. We are entrusted with the mission of sharing this peace, proclaiming the good news of his kingdom to a world in need. The prophecy of Isaiah 9 verses 6 to 7, with its rich imagery and profound implications, continues to inspire hope and guide our faith. In Jesus, the Prince of Peace, we find the fulfillment of Isaiah's vision, a ruler whose reign brings transformative peace. As we navigate the complexities and challenges of our world, may we hold fast to the promise of his peace, allowing it to shape our lives and our interactions with others. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Prince of Peace. In a world often torn by conflict and strife, his message of peace gives us hope and direction. Help us to embody this peace in our daily lives, to share it with those around us, and to work towards a world that reflects the justice, love, and harmony of your kingdom. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.